April 1964. From the Universal House of Justice to the Baha'is of the World. Dearly loved friends, the divinely propelled process, described in such awe-inspiring words by our beloved guardian, which began 6,000 years ago at the dawn of the Adamic cycle and which is destined to culminate in the stage at which the light of God's triumphant faith, shining in all its power and glory, will have suffused and enveloped the entire planet, is now entering its 10th and last part. The 10-year crusade, so recently consummated in a blaze of victory and rejoicing, constituted the entire 9th part of this process. It saw the cause of God leap forward in one mighty decade-long effort to the point at which the foundations of its administrative order were laid throughout the world, thus preparing the way for that awakening of the masses which must characterize the future progress of the faith. From the beginning of this dispensation, the most urgent summons of the Word of God, voiced successively by the Bab and Baha'u'llah, has been to teach the cause. Abdu'l-Baha, in his own words, spent his days and nights in promoting the cause and urging the peoples to service. Shoghi Effendi, discharging the sacred mission laid upon him, raised the administrative order of the faith, already enshrined within the sacred writings, and forged it into a teaching instrument to accomplish through a succession of plans, national, international, and global, the entire divine plan of Abdu'l-Baha, and he clearly foresaw in the tremendously long 10th part of the process already referred to, a series of plans to be launched by the Universal House of Justice, extending over successive epochs of both the formative and golden ages of the faith. The first of these plans is now before us. Opening at Rizwan 1964, while the memories of the glorious jubilee of 1963 still surge within our hearts, it must, during its 9-year course, witness a huge expansion of the cause of God and universal participation by all believers in the life of that cause. At the world center of the faith, the tasks of the plan include publication of a synopsis and codification of the Kitab-i-Aqdas, the Most Holy Book, formulation of the Constitution of the Universal House of Justice, development of the institution of the Hands of the Cause of God in consultation with the body of the Hands of the Cause, with a view to the extension into the future of its appointed functions of protection and propagation, continued collation and classification of the Baha'i sacred scriptures as well as the writings of Shoghi Effendi, continued efforts directed towards the emancipation of the faith from the fetters of religious orthodoxy and its recognition as an independent religion, the preparation of a plan for the befitting development and beautification of the entire area of Baha'i property surrounding the holy shrines, extension of the existing gardens on Mount Carmel, development of the relationship between the Baha'i community and the United Nations, the holding of oceanic and intercontinental conferences, the coordination of worldwide plans to commemorate, in 1967-68, the centenary of Baha'u'llah's proclamation to the kings and rulers, which centered around his revelation of the Surya Muluk in Adrianople. In the world community, the plan involves the opening of 70 virgin territories and the resettlement of 24, the raising of the number of national spiritual assemblies, the pillars sustaining the Universal House of Justice to 108, 9 times the number which embarked on the first historic world crusade in 1953, increasing the number of local spiritual assemblies to over 13,700 scattered throughout the territories and islands of the world, at least 1,700 of them to be incorporated, the raising of the number of localities where Baha'is reside to over 54,000, the building of 2 more Mashgul Askars, one in Asia and one in Latin America, the acquisition of 32 teaching institutes, 52 national Hazratul Quds, 54 national endowments and sites for 62 future temples, wide extension of recognition by civil authorities of the Baha'i holy days and Baha'i marriage certificates, the translation of literature into 133 more languages, and its enrichment in major languages into which translations have already been made, the establishment of 4 new Baha'i publishing trusts, and a vast increase in the financial resources of the faith. The healthy development of the cause requires that this great expansion be accompanied by the dedicated effort of every believer in teaching, in living the Baha'i life, in contributing to the fund, and particularly in the persistent effort to understand more and more the significance of Baha'u'llah's revelation. In the words of our beloved guardian, One thing and only one thing will unfailingly and alone secure the undoubted triumph of this sacred cause, namely the extent to which our own inner life and private character mirror forth in their manifold aspects the splendor of those eternal principles proclaimed by Baha'u'llah. Expansion and universal participation are the twin objectives of this initial phase of the second epoch of the divine plan, and all the goals assigned to the 69 national communities are contributory to them. The process of cooperation between national spiritual assemblies, already initiated by the Beloved Guardian, will, during the course of this plan, apply to over 200 specific projects and will further strengthen this process, which may well assume great importance in future stages of the formative age. Once more, dear friends, we enter the battle, but with an incomparably greater array than that which embarked upon the World Crusade in 1953. To that small force of 12 national communities, now veteran campaigners, have been added 57 new legions, each under the generalship of a national spiritual assembly, each destined to become a veteran of this and future campaigns. That crusade began with slightly more than 600 local spiritual assemblies, the greater part of which were situated in Persia, North America, and Europe. The home fronts now comprise nearly 4,600 local spiritual assemblies scattered throughout the continents and islands of the world. We begin this plan with a tremendous momentum, exemplified by the addition, since last Rizwan, of over 4,000 new centers and 13 national spiritual assemblies, and by the beginning, in several countries, of that entry by troops into the cause of God prophesied by Abdu'l-Bahá and so eagerly anticipated by him. The standard bearers of this 9-year plan are those same divinely appointed, tried and victorious souls who bore the standard of the World Crusade, the hands of the cause of God, whose advice and consultation have been invaluable in the working out of this 9-year plan. Supported by their deputies, assistants, and advisors, the members of the auxiliary boards, they will inspire and protect the army of God, lead through every breach to the limit of available resources, and sustain those communities struggling over intractable or stony ground, so that by 1973 the celebrations befitting the centenary of the revelation of the Most Holy Book may be undertaken by a victorious, firmly established, organically united world community, dedicated to the service of God and the final triumph of His cause. Therefore, let each of the 69 communities seize its tasks, at once consider how best to accomplish them within the allotted span, raise its band of pioneers, consecrate itself to unremitting labor, and set out on its mission. Now is the golden opportunity. For whatever convulsions the waywardness of a godless and materialistic age may yet precipitate in the world, however grievous may be the effects of the rolling up of the present order on the plans and efforts of the community of the Most Great Name, we must seize the opportunities of the hour and go forward confident that all things are within His mighty grasp and that, if we but play our part, total and unconditional victory will inevitably be ours. Signed, the Universal House of Justice.